Welcome to Communication Made Simple, a podcast to learn about how to speak with confidence, prepare your message, listen actively, give and receive feedback, and much more. I'm your host, José Mota, a communication coach with 15 years of experience in the software industry. Visit www.josemota.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemota.net. Let's get on with the show. You're listening to my Communication Six-Pack series, where I break down six key themes of communication to help you improve the way you speak, listen, and collaborate with others. The current theme is online communication, and if you like where it is going, consider subscribing to stay up to date. More and more, people come together to watch online webinars, talk to clients in important meetings, and attend training workshops. They're more accessible, affordable, and convenient, particularly for those who live far from the big cities. The challenge with these kinds of events is that we cannot know for sure if the experience will meet reasonable expectations, even if the topic is of our utmost interest. Maybe the speaker struggles with the slide deck. Maybe the sound quality isn't optimal. If you're speaking at such an event, how do you increase your odds of success? How do you prepare for that great webinar or that great meeting with key stakeholders? In this episode, we're exploring posture, what it means, and how to effectively show good posture. Speaking of what it means, I took the time to look up the word in the Oxford Dictionary. There are two definitions, actually. The position in which you hold your body when standing or sitting, and your attitude to a particular situation or the way in which you deal with it. I was mostly happy with the latter definition because when we perceive posture in the workplace, it is the set of attitudes and behaviors we exhibit to situations that gets our attention the most. I'm breaking down the topic of online posture specifically into three chronological stages of an event: before, just before, and during such event. Let's begin with the first stage, before the event even starts. Everything you do before influences the two following stages. What you prepare is what you get in the end, ultimately. To properly set yourself up for a good call before it happens, here are four suggestions that I personally found impactful in my career, regardless of the job I was doing each time. Number one, dress up. Your clothing is your suit of armor, so wear clothes that make you feel powerful and confident. It doesn't have to be a fancy dress or a suit and tie, though. Something that you like and makes you look and feel awesome, especially for important meetings with clients or workshops. Bonus tip, believe it or not, a good fragrance will engage your senses and make you feel like a million bucks. Your audience will somehow notice the difference, even if they're not there with you. Number two, organize your material. Most of the time, a slide deck is all you need. However, if you're training a group of people, you'll want to have more materials like PDFs, worksheets, or a digital whiteboard. The bigger that list is, the more organized you'll want to be. Here are a couple of tips to organize. Start by having an ordered, visible checklist. That way, you won't lose track of where you are during the session. Keep references to those materials in that checklist so that by the time of your session, they're quick to open or share with the group. Also, distinguish passive from active activities. If your session requires the audience to participate, clearly identify which sections or materials require them to do so. Number three, test those materials. If you're running a presentation or a training workshop, ask someone to help you test things out before the actual time of the call. Some time ago, I was running a training session using Mural, a whiteboarding platform, and I wasn't sure I would be able to pull it off the first time. I wanted to spare my students from an awkward setup process, so I did two things. I started by sending an email asking my students to join the whiteboard platform beforehand and inform me of issues if they happened. I also asked a friend to go through a dry run of some of those technical steps to run the whiteboard. In the end, the session went smoothly and everyone was happy. No one noticed that there could be any issues because they were solved before. Number four, and this is optional, prepare an icebreaker activity. This is a great primer for any session with new participants in particular. It enables everyone to slightly lower their barriers in getting to know each other that little bit. Let's move on to the next stage. The time is almost coming. You know your materials, your checklist is complete, and you're dressed up. You're now 15 minutes away from starting your call. What happens? Those 15 minutes can be exciting and also the slowest to pass. Here are my suggestions to make the best use of that time and start on an awesome note. Number one, have all materials open or shareable in your computer so you don't lose time getting to them or sharing them through a link. Preferably in the order you'll be using them. That's why you have the checklist. This will save you an incredible amount of time, both yours and your peers. How many times have you listened to, "I'm going to share my screen now, let me just find the window," etc.? Probably too many. Get that slide deck already up when people join you. Step 2, join meetings early. Ensure you're the first to show up so you can greet everyone. It truly makes a difference when you personally greet each one individually. It's also great for small talk with those early birds and make a connection. All it takes is a smile and say hello. Step 3, guide your people to the starting point. Especially during training, you'll want to keep your students engaged with what they'll do for, let's say, 90 to 120 minutes. If you greet them and immediately tell them to get started, they'll acknowledge the effort you're putting into their learning experience. It shows you're valuing their time. Now let's move to the final stage, actually during the event. Once it starts, you'll benefit from checking yourself regularly, particularly when you're speaking, whether to your clients, your boss, or your peers. Think about the people you consider to be good communicators. What do they exude? What evidence is there to demonstrate their ability to communicate? I found the following three suggestions to be not only powerful, but also quite simple to adopt. Here they are. 1. Look very close to the camera lens, if not directly at it. When you look at the lens, people will think you're looking directly at them, and that is impactful. One trick that I personally use is to position my own picture, my own frame, as close to the camera lens in the screen as possible to make it slightly more comfortable. People tend to reach for what makes them comfortable. In a call, that's you. Have you ever noticed that? You usually speak to yourself. To do this, drag and resize the video call's window to the center and pin your picture to as close to the top as possible. Both Zoom and Google Meet allow you to drag or pin your picture frame like that. 2, keep your physical posture. Sit up straight and keep your head level. Use hand gestures and voice tone appropriately to support your ideas more visually. If sitting up straight in your chair is difficult for more than 20 minutes, adjust it so it does feel more comfortable. 3, tap out when necessary. Mute yourself when not speaking to avoid unnecessary noise if you have it. Some platforms have the option to use push-to-talk to only activate the microphone on demand, and you might want to try it out. This is most likely a matter of your own preference. Some people like speaking at will, Other people prefer muting at will. I personally choose the latter. To summarize my point on improving online posture, it is not just about physical positioning. It's about adopting the right attitudes and behaviors to ensure people appreciate your presence and work online. Proper preparation and active engagement enhance your confidence and effectiveness in presenting, leading or participating in meetings, or conducting training sessions. Let's recap the three main stages. Before the event, where you organize and test your materials and set yourself up to increase the odds of a smooth and impactful intervention. Just before the event, where you bring all materials out, set the stage, and greet everyone warmly while guiding them if necessary. And during the event, where you regularly check your physical posture, maintain eye contact, and leverage your body language to communicate. I'm actually curious to understand what suggestions you have. I would personally love to know more about them. Since I usually use LinkedIn to promote the podcast, I encourage you to visit my profile page and check the post that publishes this podcast. Make sure to drop a comment there and contribute to the discussion. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Stick around and subscribe through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Make it a great day today. Talk soon.